3 o'clock crowd. What's up, people? Thanks a lot for being out there. Thank you very much for listening. We appreciate you guys. And yeah, Morales said he was going to have more information about my hesitation for the golf showdown with John Ireland. He never did follow up on that. But I will tell you this. I have no chance. I have absolutely no chance. I'm setting the expectations very, very low. Like, I've put a couple of shots on Twitter and Instagram and social media and stuff, and I've only put the good ones up. I have not put the bad shots up. And there are way more bad shots than there are good shots. Yesterday, I was just trying to chip onto a green. And the idea was, can you chip these 10 balls onto the green? I successfully chipped 3 balls onto the green. And your short game is going to make you or break you in this thing. Ireland keeps wanting to add holes, do 18 instead of 9. He keeps wanting to change the handicap, the number. I'm minus 26 is what I'm supposed to start at, 26 under par, and John's got to catch me. I do not think I stand a chance against John Ireland, who has been part of a golf club, a country club, since he was 5 years old. There's just no chance.
I got you. I've got to be honest. There's all the pressure is on him.
You're a fool. You're a fool to bet on me.
All the pressure is on him. Do you know that if you even win a hole from him, it is so embarrassing? It's like, so I've been one of those. Okay, so I played college golf ball. When we play in these little, like some people will say, oh, come on out, you'll be our ringer. Do you know, I always stink when you do that. Every time I do it, because I try too hard. I try to like hit a home run every time.
Oh, because you're the ringer? Yeah.
Yeah. It's terrible. It's going to be all the pressure on Ireland.
It will be until he sees me swing. Then there will be no pressure whatsoever.
But what if he lost to you? Do you know he would never recover? It's like the Sliwa hot dog eating contest. There was no pressure on Sliwa. Nobody thought he could do anything in that. And I think it empowered him. I think it just, he was free. He had no expectations.
Speaking of which, Lindsay, you had a promotions meeting today. Are we on for the hot dog eating contest on Friday, July the 2nd?
Oh, wow. I don't think that we are trying to figure out.
Really? Trying
to figure some things out, but I don't think we are.
We're not.
Because I think it's mainly because we're not going to be in studio and like timing and schedules and stuff like that. And so I think we're going to have to postpone it until later in the year.
And plus,
do Labor Day. Do Labor Day.
Yeah, Labor Day.
Yeah.
Things will be more back to normal Labor Day. Yeah, I don't know what the holdup is. I'd like to go back into the studio and do the show like
that. We've got some major Mercury retrograde going on with the technology. Let's go back in the studio, you know?
Hey, I wanted to congratulate, you know A. Martinez?
Yeah.
A. Martinez, who used to be the host of Lakers Talk and who was originally an intern on the old Mason and Ireland show. He has been named the fourth all-time host for one of NPR's biggest shows, Morning Edition.
Wow.
Yeah, he's been at KPCC for the last few years, and now he's going to join National NPR for Morning Edition. So congratulations to A. Martinez. It's really cool. It's really well-deserved. He's done great work. His career has evolved to the point where, you know, he's going to be on one of the most important morning news shows in the country. So congratulations to A. Martinez for that.
Do you count him among your tree of success?
You know what? I actually do. I do count A. Martinez. I wonder if A. Martinez counts me as being one of his, because I think I did give him some breaks over the years. I think I did.
You got a good tree.
I do. I have a good tree. A lot of people that I've worked with are now doing way better than me. All right, so we're going to try this, Momo. And I'm going to tell you up front, I don't have a lot of faith in you.
Really?
I don't.
Okay.
So we're going to play the birthday game. I've done this with Ireland many, many times. And the idea is I give a clue, you come up with the name. Now we're going to put 60 seconds on the clock. You've got to be thinking really, really fast.
Yep.
Jorge, do we have 60 seconds on the clock? Well, don't start it yet.
Okay.
Okay, 60 seconds. Ready?
Okay.
Point guard for the Celtics, used to be in Charlotte.
Kemba Walker.
Tight end with Brady in New England.
Gronk.
Blind singer, I just called to say I love
Stevie Wonder.
You. Wonder. Sing us a song, you're the piano man. Sing
Billy
us
Joel.
A song.
Billy Joel.
Lead singer for U2.
Bono.
All-time leading rusher in NFL history, played
Emma
for
Smith.
The Cowboys. Ginger Rogers and
Fred Astaire.
Yeah, was quarterback for Carolina. Now he's in New England.
Cam Newton.
Charlie Sheen's brother, Martin Sheen's son.
Emilio Estevez.
Yeah, founder of Facebook.
Mark Zuckerberg.
He created Star Wars.
George Lucas.
Hall of Fame linebacker for Baltimore was charged with murder.
Ray Lewis.
President after FDR dropped the bombs on Japan.
Truman.
First baseman for the Dodgers came over in the big trade with the Red Sox.
Adrian Gonzalez.
Lead singer for the Sex Pistols.
Pass.
Godfather of Soul, Living in America.
James Brown.
Lead singer of the Four Seasons.
Pass.
Wow.
What'd we get?
You did better than like Ireland almost normally
Where'd
does.
Where'd we get to? I was
Four,
a little slow
five,
at the first one.
6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12,
John
13,
usually gets
14.
Like 13 to 15.
15, Momo.
Not bad.
That is really good.
Not bad.
That's excellent.
And you stumbled on Kemba Walker out of the game.
I know. Why was that hard for me? I don't know. That was hard.
Yeah.
I was like point guard for the Celtics. Well, duh, Kemba Walker.
Yeah, no, I'm really impressed with that. Yeah. I'm really impressed.
I could do better. It's that first one cost me like 3 seconds.
Yes, it
I
did.
I needed to like warm up or something.
It did cost you time, no question. Yeah. So
Which
good job.
Which one were you surprised that I got? Fred Astaire?
That's a pretty good clue.
Yeah, that's good.
That's a pretty good clue.
Yeah. Who's the lead singer for the Sex Pistols? I didn't know
Sid
that
Vicious.
One. Yeah, I didn't know that one.
Sid Vicious. All right, so I want to do this. We actually had this in our promo that ran yesterday. The story of the modern-day Jonah and the whale.
Yeah.
This is a really cool story. That is coming up next for you, Mason in Ireland 7.
Tired of ads interrupting your favorite sports podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music, included with your Prime membership. Amazon Music offers the most ad-free top podcasts. Enjoy shows like First Take, Pardon the Interruption, and The Low Post, available ad-free and uninterrupted. To start listening, download the Amazon Music app or go to amazon.com/ESPN pods. That's amazon.com/ESPN pods to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
10 ESPN. Thanks, Key. Momo's in for John today. Doing a good job on and off.
Yeah.
On and off. Still.
You know
doing
what's
a good
great
job.
About radio, though? It's probably a new audience. That nobody, the people listening now probably didn't hear that whole thing.
Oh, no. People listen longer. People listen to us. And they listen to the whole show.
True.
People hang on every word, Momo.
Hey, I was trying not to beat myself up. It's not my fault. The internet. It's Spectrum.
It's not your
together,
fault,
guys. But I'm impressed with how fast I got here.
No, I am impressed also. I'm impressed also.
You thought you were going to do the whole show by yourself, huh?
Yeah, I was ready. Steve Mason show.
Momo's got some driving skills though. Getting to the house before the show.
Yeah, it was like Fast and Furious.
It's like a Momo adrenaline day. My
When's
goodness.
Fast and Furious come out? It's coming out soon, right? F9.
Okay. I think it's 2 weeks.
2 weeks from now.
Yeah.
Oh, you know the great impression I have, right?
What do you got?
Yeah, so great.
It's all about the family. That's Vin Diesel.
Yeah, right.
So great.
Nobody buys into that as a good impression. Hey, Jorge, find Vin Diesel talking about the family and see if it sounds like me. I swear it sounds like me.
Mm-hmm. You sound like someone trying to do Batman.
I'm actually trying to do Vin Diesel.
But you don't sound like I'm just saying.
You sound like somebody trying to do Batman. Yeah.
All right. So
that's great.
We talked a little bit about. Actually, we kind of teased ahead this. There's a guy in Provincetown on the East Coast whose job, his name is Michael Packard, is fishing for lobster. And the way people fish for lobster is they just dive down to the bottom of the ocean and they just snag them and pick them up. Mm. So this guy comes out of the water the other day.
Wait, I thought that they use nets. They don't.
No,
just...
they use nets.
No, no, not according to this. Not according to this.
Hey,
they don't use
Reddit.
Nets.
It's on Reddit. It must be true. Let's all go.
Okay. Okay. It sure take you a long time to catch some lobsters that were actually you got a profit out of doing it that way. But okay.
It's all about
on.
The family. See, it is just like him.
No, that was me. That was
oh,
me.
Oh, okay. That's a good. Family. That's a good impression. That's good, man. That's almost as good as mine. So he claims that while he was fishing for lobster, that he got scooped up by a whale in his mouth. Now, here's the weird thing. The whale was believed to be a baby whale of this variety. And I don't know how else to say this. Just spell it out. F-A-H-C-K-I-N.
Yep. That definitely spell that out.
Yep.
Are we sure this is a real story?
Yeah, totally real
like
story.
Okay.
No, it was a big story. This guy came out and said, now everybody is saying, nope, he was lying. There would be more physical injury to him. Dr. Yeah. Peter Corcoran, who runs the Marine Mammal Conservation Program, says being accidentally swallowed by a feeding whale just never happens. He says theoretically it can happen, but it never happens. Packard believes he spent 30 seconds inside the mouth of this animal before getting hacked out. The New York Post also contacted a doctor and said that if he had been scooped up by this whale for 30 seconds, he would have shown signs of damage stemming from such a sudden change in pressure.
Yeah.
So the question now is, did this guy or did this guy not get scooped up by a whale?
And he kind of came out with, like, nothing to show for it, nothing on
Nothing
him.
To show. He did go to a hospital, but there was no problem. He had no issues after the alleged whale incident.
Hmm.
Do you believe him?
Did he make it up?
Or do you think he made it up? Now, you believed. You believed in the 1,500-meter runner who ate pork and supposedly tested positive for nandrolone. You bought into that story. Are you buying into the lobster guy who got scooped up by a whale?
There's always room for family.
Are you kidding me?
There's always room for family.
That's what I've been saying all along. You guys, now, Lindsay, does that change your opinion? That really is a good impression.
Absolutely not.
It's all about the family.
That's not good.
There's always room for family.
He's way more
for family.
Okay, that's better. That was better.
No way.
There's always room for family.
Mace, you're not even close. You're not even in the same universe.
I'm right there. 877-710-ESPN. Am I right there on this impression, or am I completely wrong?
Do we believe the lobster guy?
And do you believe the lobster guy? That's the other question.
I don't think I believe him. I got to be honest. Like, this is just so something you could make up. Is there any evidence that what happened actually happened?
No, it's just his word.
I heard some guy on the corner the other day when I was walking to Staples Center with a crazy story too. I don't know.
So you think it's just ideas. You think the guy's just nutty and looking for attention?
It's not. Yeah.
Well,
he really
I feel
does
like
put himself out there. Something happened to him. I don't know. He probably just fell in the water and felt stupid and made up. I don't know.
Maybe this is going to help his fishing business.
Maybe it will help the fishing business. I want the guy who was swallowed by the whale.
Maybe he'll afford cages now, and he won't have to dive down
anymore.
People are spending $1,200 a night to stay in the Dr. Pepper.
Can I just say that you guys are so right about the lobster traps, and he's not swimming down there to just pick up lobsters.
we knew that, Mace.
He was swimming down to check on his traps, not to...
You were so sure about how to fish for lobster.
Can you imagine how long that would take?
Whoa. Hang on a second.
What? Okay.
Cape Cod Times. Licensed commercial lobster divers literally pluck lobsters off the sandy bottom.
There's for family.
God, can I tell you, everything you say
all
now is making me
family.
Laugh. Even sandy bottom made me laugh. I don't know. I'm like 12 right now.
So maybe he had traps, or maybe he was just picking these things up. We don't know. But I tend to believe the story because I want to believe the story.
Okay, fair enough.
I want to believe that, like Jonah, this Michael Packard was scooped up in the mouth of a whale, survived for 30 seconds until he got spit out. To me, it's a really cool story. I say I believe it.
Okay. It really
it's
got
all about
picked up
the
all. It really just sound like you're. Let me see if I can do it. Hold on.
Okay.
It's all about the family.
Yeah, you're in the ballpark.
No way.
Play it one more time, Jorge.
Stand by.
Standing by. Standing by.
Still
standing by. There you go.
No. Not even close.
It's always
about the family.
It's all about the family.
I think I've totally got... I don't... Does anybody... 877-710-ESPN. Does everybody believe that that's a bad impression? That's a great impression.
Horrible impression, man.
It's a great impression.
Here, how about this clip instead? Hold on.
Okay. And the way people fish for lobster is they just dive down to the bottom of the ocean and they just snag them and pick them up.
What's happening here? What is happening in this segment? It's like a mashup. Like, we're having four conversations at once.
Right. We're having the
F9
conversation and the lobster conversation at the same time. We're multitasking, Momo.
Is this what it's like inside your head?
It is. You know what? That's so funny you say that. That is what's going on inside my head all the time. It's like it's like a friggin' pinball machine.
It's like the dog on The Simpsons, you know, like that.
You know what it is? It's when there are too many windows open on the computer.
Yeah.
I just have so many. I've got the F9 Vin Diesel window. I've got the Swallowed by the Whale window. I've got all these things going on.
Love
simultaneously.
And hate and indifference. Yeah,
hate, indifference. I still
maybe
disagree
that
on that one,
UFO
by the way.
UFO that you saw yesterday. Maybe that UFO did something to you. What do you think?
Or maybe just Mercury is in retrograde. How about that, Momo? That's your excuse for everything.
It's like traffic.
Hang on. Let's go to Brian in LA. Brian, you're on 710 ESPN. What's up? Hey, Brian.
Hello?
Hey, what's up?
Oh, hey, man. Hey, this is Brian from Canyon Country. But anyway, what I was saying was I'm kind of with Mace. I believe I want to believe the guy with the whale story. But I'm thinking Pinocchio was in a whale much longer than this guy.
True.
That's exactly what I said when I first saw the story. I said, was the guy's name Pinocchio?
It's always one of the family.
What about the Vin Diesel impression? How am I doing there?
I'm going to try to be honest here, Mace.
Okay, I love honesty.
Was, you did it good, but you weren't quite Vin Diesel.
Not quite Vin Diesel.
Not quite.
No.
Not
who
quite.
Else could be Vin Diesel? Thanks very much for the phone call.
Oh, okay. This guy, Victor, just wrote and said, Mace sounds like a Sunset Boulevard knockoff of a knockoff on Batman who's high on weed.
Sounds about right.
No, it is true that the Batman impression is very similar to the Vin Diesel impression.
Can you please do those back to back?
Okay, ready?
It's all about the family. I'm Batman.
Now try.
Dwayne believes the story. Hey, Dwayne, you're on 710 ESPN, a true believer. What's going on, man?
All right. Thank you for taking my call. And let me tell you something. When I was in the military, I don't know if you guys know anything about parachutes.
I was just going to say that.
But I was a member of the 82nd Airborne Division. And 2 days before my birthday in 1974, I made a jump. And the static lines, which are the lines connected to the parachute itself,
wrapped
around my legs. Now, if you know anything about gravity and falling, there's no way I'm supposed to be here to tell you this story. I only said one word. I said the name Jesus. And these static glass unwrapped from around my legs and the shoe popped. And I had the softest landing ever. And I've only told this story four times. Thank you for taking my call. And
absolutely. Well, thank you. Thank you for your service also, man.
Wait, before you go, can you say one thing?
I'm here.
Can you say carry on?
All the way.
You sound just like Perk. Carry on.
He does.
You sound just like Perk, and that's like his catchphrase. So I was going to tell you to say that. So
Carry on.
There you go. Awesome,
man. He sounds just like him.
Thank you for the call, man. Good. Appreciate that. And we are still – now, promotions – I actually hold this, Lindsay. We have been talking about making a show jump, skydiving. Ireland is in. Jorge is in. Lindsay is in. I am in. It was discussed at today's promotions meeting. I want to know what was said coming up next. Mason, Ireland, 710 ESPN. Hey, it's Tuesday, and Momo's in for John. Momo, you've done a reasonably good job today. A little spotty. Performance was a little bit spotty, but I think it's Mercury.
Yep.
So we've been talking about this on the show. So far, me, John, Jorge, and Lindsay have all decided we want to do a group skydiving trip.
Oh,
where
no.
Each of the four of us goes down in a tandem jump. I shouldn't say goes down. Each of us goes in a tandem jump. And I know this was discussed today at the promotions meeting. Lindsay, what was the general reaction in the room when you said we all want to go skydiving?
I hate to burst your bubble, but it was just kind of like, oh, yeah, we're looking into if we're allowed to do that or not. So that's all.
That's it? Did you ever hear back from the skydiving outfit you called?
Yeah, they gave me just some general information and prices and all that kind of stuff. So
I don't know why you guys want to do this. This is my worst fear.
What's wrong with it?
This is so scary. I don't even want to bungee jump. This is, I'm afraid of heights.
It's the adrenaline rush, Mo. I'm an adrenaline junkie.
You could drive really fast from your house over to my parents' house, like I just said.
Hey, I wanted to ask you, Momo, you're a good person for this.
Okay.
So, according to Mediaite, which is a good site.
Generally, yeah.
The television viewing for the NBA playoffs is down. It appears like the hardcore fans are there. They're always going to be there. But the casual fans are not watching the way they did before the pandemic. Any idea why?
So tell me how they're down. Down from what? Not from last year.
No, not from 2020, from 2019.
The pandemic.
Pandemic.
Okay, before the pandemic.
Correct.
I think that people are not watching anything like they used to watch it. I think that sometimes when things change, it goes slowly, 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 and then it happens really fast. There's like this tipping point, and viewer habits really change. And so viewer habits were slowly changing, and then we had the pandemic, and everybody's been home, and they've been watching different stuff like cooking shows and murder shows.
The pandemic.
Right? Like, yep. And we've all been watching different things, and live sports is just not as – we're finally getting fans back. I think that's helping.
Yeah.
But we've been out of rhythm for over a year, and so it's hard to just go back to the way it is.
I'll tell you one reason why the NBA playoffs aren't getting the ratings they got in 2019 is there's no LeBron and there's no Lakers.
Oh, that's true, too. And Steph Curry.
And Steph Curry. Yeah, and we're missing the Super
Those
Warriors.
Those two guys, ratings bonanza.
Yeah, and I'm trying to think, who are the stars that capture people's imaginations now? KD, for sure.
Yeah.
KD is the best player. Donovan Mitchell's been fantastic. Kawhi.
Chris Paul.
Has been good. Chris Paul has been good. Devin Booker has been good.
Trae Young.
Gobert has been good. Young has been good. Yeah, I mean, there
Gobert
are guys.
Ratings, but yeah, okay. But you know what? Like, I did a story on Steph this year, Mace, and I was reading about the TV ratings. This is not the most updated, okay? But at the time I did the story, the Warriors, who were not even good this year, barely got into they didn't even get in the playoffs, right? They were the eighth seed, but then they lost in the play-in. They had five of the top 10 games in terms of ratings on TV. The Warriors. Yeah, because it's just Steph Curry. It's
people love Steph.
To watch that guy.
Yeah, people love Steph. And do you think when Klay comes back next year, there are media contenders?
Yeah. Yeah.
Immediate contenders.
Yeah, because the West is pretty wide open right now.
Who will the favorite be in the West next year?
I think probably whoever comes out this year will be the favorite, and then the Lakers will be number two.
Lakers will be number two.
Yeah, whoever wins the West this year, I think you give them a chance to defend, right? They should be the favorites.
Who do you think is going to win the West this year?
Phoenix.
Me
too. I like the Suns.
I like the Suns.
They've convinced me.
Yep.
They're just riding some kind of wave right now. And I think it's a combination old and new. I think it's Monty Williams, just incredible human being and coach. I think they've got a lot of talent.
Does it help or hurt that they've got this big layoff now?
I think that hurts. Like when you have a layoff, like theoretically it gives you time to get healthy.
Right.
You know, but they are on such a huge momentum. It's like as soon as they beat the Lakers, it was really in game four of the Lakers series when Anthony Davis got hurt in the first half, they haven't looked back.
Right.
Like they just all of a sudden they saw daylight, they slayed the dragon, and now they just think they can do anything.
Yeah, they look absolutely dominant. And
yeah.
I don't know why, but I feel like it took them to beat us.
Yeah.
It took a Phoenix team on a roll to actually beat us.
And it took Anthony Davis getting hurt.
Yeah, I mean,
right?
I'm going to go back and look at this year. I mean, in the end, you know, we can talk about the supporting cast, and we will, and, you know,
Schroeder
KCP
and
Schroeder and all these guys.
Drummond.
They're all kind of side stories because really the story is, had we been healthy, we would have won.
They were winning. It looked like Phoenix couldn't hang. Like, Anthony Davis looked like he had figured out, now that I think I can beat DeAndre Ayton, I don't think he can guard me, and I don't think he can score against me. He looked like he had figured him out. And then he got hurt, and the whole series changed. That's it. You know, now, I don't want to take anything away from Phoenix. They did a great job of, as soon as they smelled blood, they just went for the, they did it. They didn't mess around. Didn't take them a long time to believe they could win. As soon as they saw Anthony Davis go down, they just pounced. And they were great. They deserve it.
So it's going to be Utah, Phoenix, and the Western Conference Finals. Agree?
I kind of think the Clips are going to go. Don't
even say that.
I know. Well, look, are you hate watching or are you not watching?
I'm hate watching.
Okay.
Hate watching.
I think that's part of being a fan. You have to hate watch people. If you, like to me, when I deal with Cal, okay, I don't hate watch Cal. I just don't watch Cal.
Oh, I see.
You see what I'm saying?
Yeah.
They're just not there. Yeah. Okay. So they went to the Rose Bowl once. Fine. Whatever. They had Aaron Rodgers a long time ago, but I just pretend they're not there.
Yeah. I can't do it.
Well, I think you were doing that for a long time, but now you can't avoid it because they are.
Well, no. But right. I had the Lakers all along. Yeah. And that's my focus, and I'm a fan of the Lakers. Now the Lakers are out. I'm like, well, I'm watching Dodgers. Dodgers are good.
Yeah, so that's Dodgers the not-watch really option. That's the not-watch. You could just watch on nights the Clippers don't play.
True. Like tonight is tonight's Brooklyn, right?
Yeah, tonight's Brooklyn. And James Harden's going to play.
Yeah, and Harden's going to play. Yeah, that's interesting. No Kyrie.
Yeah.
But Harden is going to try to play, and KD. And that series is tied at 2.
Yeah,
and
interesting
Giannis
series.
And the Bucks looked really good.
Yeah, and Embiid is going to try to play in Game 5, and I don't know.
Yeah,
why.
I mean, there are storylines other than I hate the Clippers. Yeah. But I hate the Clippers is probably the lead story from the NBA for this playoff season.
I think that's what you should lean into.
I'm leaning into it hard. Yeah. All right, coming up next for you is Game of Games. Now, Momo, it is your game today, right?
Yeah, it's my game. I worked semi-hard.
Semi-hard. And do you want to give us a sneak preview?
Yeah, it's a Father's Day themed game.
Father's Day. I forget Father's Day is Sunday.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I had to do this on a Tuesday because, one, it was my turn to do a game. But also, this is the, now you have enough time that I just reminded you Father's Day is Sunday, so you can still deal with it.
No, Father's Day is weird because my father passed away. Father's Day takes on a different meaning when you're when you don't have a dad.
So you don't do anything for not stepdad Leo?
That's a good question. Should I? Do I have to?
Do you usually?
Am I obligated? They've only been together 2 years. I don't think I did anything last year.
Does he have kids of his own, though? Does he have, like, from previous?
Yeah, he's got 3 kids.
Okay, so but his kids do something.
They do live
together. They should do something for him. Yeah. I don't have to.
But
good
he
point.
Is a father, so,
yeah.
Yeah,
he's
know.
A father.
It's tricky.
All right, coming up next for you is Game of Games. Father's Day theme, Mason and Ireland, 710 ESPN. It is Game of Games time, and it is Momo's game today. In for John, the score so far in June, Ireland 5, Lindsay 2, me 2, Jorge 1, and Momo yet to scratch. She's got a couple of chances this week.
Momo, tell us
all about your game.
Well, I was sitting at that Clipper game last night, and I said, oh, I got to do a game for tomorrow. Let's think of something. Sunday's Father's Day. We'll do something Father's Day related.
Okay.
So I started off by writing questions that were actually trivia-ish about Father's Day, and then I just kind of did people who were fathers, trivia about them.
Oh, God. All right.
Roll with me.
Yep.
This so sounds bad.
It started out with fathers, and then it just went to random fathers.
Random dads. I like
random
it.
Random dads.
I think you'll like it. You'll like it. Okay. All right. Hey, first question. When was the first Father's Day celebrated? A, 1910, B, 1855, C, 1950, or D, 1934? Mace, you're up first.
1950.
All right, Lindsay?
1934.
Jorge?
1910.
Jorge, on the board, 1910. Not bad. All right.
I thought Father's Day was just like invented in the 50s to sell a bunch of stuff.
Well, you thought wrong.
I thought wrong.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. According to Hallmark, where do Father's Day cards rank in their list of most sold cards? A, second, B, fifth, C, fourth, or D, seventh?
I'm going to say fifth.
Okay.
I'm with Lindsay. Right. I'm going to say fifth.
Okay. What were the ratings again? First, second, what?
Second, fifth, fourth, or seventh?
Second.
The answer is fifth. Lindsay Mace on the board. All right.
We're all even.
Father.
Okay. What is the most gifted present that fathers receive on this day? A necktie, watch, tools, or clothes? Jorge?
Clothes.
Mace?
Mace.
Necktie.
Lindsay?
I'm going to go tools.
The answer is necktie.
Yes.
Oh. Mace. All right.
Takes a lead.
Okay. Now, here's the part where we kind of just switch over to famous fathers.
Trivia. Okay, got it. this is like game part two. Okay.
Hey, it's related in the vicinity. Yeah. Okay. George Banks was the dad in the musical Mary Poppins. Which one of these songs did the character sing as the lead vocalist? Feed the Birds, The Life I Lead, I Love to Laugh, or Step in Time? Lindsay?
The second one.
The Life I Lead. Jorge?
The Life I Lead.
Mace?
Feed the Birds.
It is The Life I Lead.
Ah!
Okay, this is not bad. It's not a bad game, right?
No, it's not terrible so far.
Okay, yeah. Arthur Weasley, the father of Ron Weasley, belonged to which house during his time at Hogwarts? Ravenclaw, Gryffindor, Hufflepuff, or Slytherin? Jorge?
Gryffindor.
I'll go Mace? Huffinpuff.
You would.
<Good joke. laughs> Lindsay.
Dumbledore for whatever? Wait, you say him again? I don't know Harry Potter.
Ravenclaw, Gryffindor, Hufflepuff, or Slytherin?
I'll go Ravenclaw.
Okay, the answer is Gryffindor. Jorge with a point.
Jorge, do you watch Harry Potter? Have you seen Harry Potter movies?
I have the movies, yeah.
Oh, I should have known.
I've never seen a Harry Potter before. It's a cultural blind spot.
You should. They're pretty good.
Okay. What type of animal species has fathers who give birth to their young? Is it A, porcupines, dolphins, octopus, or seahorses?
My turn, right?
Lindsay first. Yes. Lindsay first.
Seahorses.
Jorge?
Yep, seahorse.
Mace?
I'm going to go seahorse.
You're all right. It's seahorse. Okay, where's our count? Who's up?
Jorge's got 4. I've got 3. Lindsay has 3.
All right, should this be the last question?
Okay.
I have a couple more. All right. Gomez Adams, from the Adams family, had 3 kids. He's the father. One of them was called Wednesday. What was her middle name? Is it Friday, Sunday, Tuesday, or Thursday?
It's to me.
Jorge's in the lead. First.
I'll say Thursday.
Okay. Mace?
I'll say Tuesday.
Lindsay?
Is Saturday an option?
Friday, Sunday, Tuesday, or Thursday?
I'll go Friday.
The answer is Friday!
Woo!
Okay, what's our count?
So now I'm tied with Jorge.
Jorge and Lindsay in sudden death.
Okay, yeah, you got a tiebreaker.
How many children did former President Donald Trump have? 4, 6, 7, or 5?
Ooh.
Wait. You should have done closer to that question. Wait, is it like all his kids, his biological kids? Does it include his stepkids? Does he have stepkids?
Is it biological kids?
Biological kids.
Next question.
Yeah, skip this question. You've already messed it up.
I feel like it's very confusing.
Go to tiebreaker number two.
Which U.S. president initiated the celebration of Father's Day with a presidential proclamation? Teddy Roosevelt, Dwight Eisenhower, Lyndon Johnson, or Herbert Hoover?
Jorge, you go first.
Taft.
That was not a choice.
That was...
No. Sorry.
Okay, Jorge.
I'm going off the board, and I will take President Taft.
He should have been listed.
That was great.
Do you want one of the actual selections there, Jorge?
Yeah.
Okay.
Teddy Roosevelt, Dwight Eisenhower, Lyndon Johnson, or Herbert Hoover?
I'll go with D. I don't know.
I'm going to go Herbert Hoover. Yeah, that's what I was going to guess, too.
Okay, the actual answer is Lyndon Johnson.
Okay.
That doesn't make sense.
Exactly.
It started in 1910.
Yeah.
I don't know if I have any more bonus questions.
Wait a minute. Hang on a second, Momo. It started in 1910. How could it not it can't be LBJ.
Yeah, but he made it a presidential proclamation.
Okay. It's still very confusing.
Very confusing.
That was like the last one I had.
We're getting into Momo territory. That's what I guessed too, though.
Well, just answer the question about Trump's kids then.
Okay. Closest without going over?
All right.
I guess 4?
I'll say 6.
Oh, Lindsay wins! Oh. 5!
So Lindsay takes the win.
Hold on. It's a tie, because it was confusing at the end.
Yeah, I agree.
It's a tie.
You're the one who said Taft.
It got into Momo territory.
It did.
Yeah,
so
I'm gonna give Jorge a point there.
Yeah, tie. It's a tie, Lindsay. We'll split it.
Although my favorite moment from the show today is Jorge going
off the board,
going off the board with Taft.
choices.
But that's but he was the president in 1910.
Taft,
that's
by
what
the
I
way,
was thinking too.
That was my point.
Look,
that's why I said Taft.
Look it up. Look it up.
By the way, William Howard Taft from the state of Ohio, our fattest U.S. president at 331 pounds.
Yep, that's true.
If you go to the Mission Inn in Riverside, they've actually got a big chair they built for him. It is
really
big. Taft was a big guy. All right, that's it for us. I guess we're actually already late. Momo, thank you very much for hanging out. Jorge,
good
go
job,
Taft. We'll see everybody tomorrow at 12:55. SLK is coming up next for you. Mason and Ireland, 710 ESPN.